Tesla's semis, charging ahead. Finally, Tesla has revealed its semi, but much speculation still surrounds it, primarily about the battery. In this article, I hope to provide some insight into how they can build such a beast without remaking the wheel. Tesla won't require a revolutionary battery or charging technology, it just needs a few good old-fashioned optimizations. Tesla's battery and performance claims are legitimate, and I will show you why. But first, let's outline what we know about the Semi. What we know about the Tesla Semi. 4 independent motors. 300 or 500 mile range. Less than 2 kWh/mile energy consumption. 0 to 60 miles per hour in 20 seconds with 80,000 pounds. Charging adds 400 miles of range in 30 minutes. What can we learn from these specs? With a few bits of math, we can learn quite a lot. But as always, the devil is in the detail. If the Tesla Semi uses 2 kWh to travel a mile, then going 500 miles at 2 kWh/mile would require 1,000 kWh, 1 MWh, of power. The conditions for using 2 kWh/mile are unclear, so let's assume it's a value that's representative of typical use. Elon Musk claims the Semi can add 400 miles of range, 800 kWh, in 30 minutes. Charging at that rate would require a 1,600 kW, 1.6 MW charger. Charging a single battery pack at 1.6 MW is impossible, as I explained in this previous article. With powerful chargers, you encounter two primary limitations. At over 1,000 volts, electrical arcing becomes a problem. This is where electricity flows through an insulator, like air, and goes where it's not meant to, shocking behavior. Currents over 500A cause the contacts between the charger and the vehicle to burn. This limits our charging speed through a single charger to a theoretical 500 kilowatts, but more realistically around 400 kilowatts. So how would the Tesla Semi charge at 1.6 megawatts? It's all about how it builds its battery pack. If you have one giant battery, you would have to charge it at 1.6 megawatts, but if you have separate batteries, then each can be charged at a lesser rate. There is evidence to suggest this is what Tesla has done. This video shows the Semi charger has 10 plugs, 8 large plugs in the white section and 2 smaller plugs in the black section, hidden on the right-hand side. The 8 large plugs are for charging, while the 2 smaller ones are likely earths. My supposition is that the 8 plugs are 4 positive and 4 negative terminals, which connect to 4 battery packs. Though it's possible that positive and negative terminals could be contained within each plug, this is unlikely due to their small size. Furthermore, the Semi has 4 independent motors, so 1 battery for each motor seems logical. The simple explanation for how the Semi charges at 1.6 MW is this: 4 battery packs charge from what is effectively 4 separate 400 kilowatt chargers, which gives a total power of 1.6 MW. However, that is very basic, and I'm sure many people would like to know a little more. So, let's begin with a quick battery refresher. If you are familiar with batteries, or you want to get on without the theory, skip down to how to charge at 400 kilowatts. Battery basics. Batteries, current, and voltage. Current is a measure of the flow of electric charge where charge is measured in coulombs. 1 coulomb is equivalent to the charge of 6.24 by 1018 electrons. A current of 1 ampere is equal to a flow rate of 1 coulomb per second. The definition of voltage makes a lot of people angry, so no doubt this definition will make someone furious. Voltage is electric potential energy per unit charge measured in joules per coulomb. Essentially, the higher the voltage, the more energy each amp carries. A battery is a device that supplies a certain voltage. The capacity of a battery, measured in amperes, reflects how long that battery can supply a steady current. A capacity of 1 A means the battery can supply a current of 1 A for 1 hour, 2 A for half an hour, 3 A for 1/3 of an hour, etc. When you put multiple identical batteries in series or parallel, they can be thought of as a single cell, with the cell's voltage and capacity dependent on how the batteries are connected. Batteries in series. Adding batteries in series causes their voltages to add, while their capacity stays the same. We can see here that 3 batteries in series cause the voltage to treble from 3 to 9 volts, while the capacity, measured in A, remains the same. Batteries in parallel. Adding batteries in parallel causes their capacities to add, while their voltage remains the same. Here the cell's voltage remains the same while its capacity trebles. Batteries in series and parallel. Combining batteries in both series and parallel affects the voltage and capacity in the same ways, like below. How to charge at 400 kilowatts. Charging at 400 kilowatts is faster than any other battery pack on the market, So how will Tesla do it? First, we need to consider the makeup of an EV battery. Tesla's EV batteries are made up of thousands of cells. These are like AA rechargeable batteries, but bigger and better. To avoid damage and prolong their lifespan, these cells have maximum charging rates. Let's say at their maximum charging rate, each cell takes half an hour to charge. Therefore, as the pack functions as a giant cell, the time each cell takes to charge will dictate the charging time of the whole pack. The larger a battery pack, the more cells it will have. While having more cells means you can use a more powerful charger, it doesn't mean the battery pack will take less time to charge. Both small and large battery packs with the same number of cells will charge in the same amount of time, but a larger battery pack can take on more energy in a set time than a smaller one. My hypothetical semi-battery pack. We've done the theory, so let's look at a theoretical semi-pack. Recall that if the semi has a range of 500 miles and uses 2 kWh per mile, it would need a 1 MWh battery. To get the 1.6 MW charging rate necessary, we need to break the battery up into 4 sections and charge each independently. A 1 MWh battery pack divided into 4 pieces gives us 4 250 kWh batteries. These 250 kWh batteries would be broken up into smaller modules, which then would be composed of individual cells. In my scenario, each 250 kWh battery is made up of 4 400 volt, 62.5 kWh modules. In the image above, the blue and cream halves of each battery represent two 62.5 kWh modules wired together in series, which doubles their voltage. Therefore, if these modules were 400 volts individually, like those used in the Tesla Model S, then their combined voltage would be 800 volts. This is an important step, and the reason for taking it is explained in the section below. The green and cream halves of each battery are wired together in parallel and connected to the charging port. The primary purpose of the image is to show how each battery could be wired into the charging port. Each set of batteries is wired to one set of terminals. I've only shown the wiring of one battery, because adding more makes the image look confusing. You've doubled the voltage. Why? We know that power equals voltage x current. We also know that the maximum current we can put through a charger is about 500 A and the maximum voltage is about 1000 volts. Each of the four battery packs must accept 400 kilowatts of power to add 400 miles of range in 30 minutes. 800 volts x 500 A equals 400 kilowatts. If the pack has a voltage lower than 800 volts, the current would have to be over 500 A, which would burn the contacts between the charger and the vehicle. A voltage over 1000 volts would cause issues with electrical arcing. The semi could use more than 800 volts, but from my conversations with people in the industry, I think this is unlikely. This is on the cusp of what is possible with current charging technology. How much would a 1 MW battery pack weigh? Around 5 metric tons or 11,000 pounds. If we take the weight of a Tesla Model S 90 kWh battery pack, 540 kg, and scaled it up to a 1,000 kWh battery pack, we get 6,000 kg. Then to factor in the weight savings of Tesla's new 2,170 cell, and the potential for better packaging in the semi, let's multiply 6,000 kg by 0.85 to get about 5,000 kg. This is a pretty arbitrary value, and the actual weight savings may be greater, but the specifications of the 2,170 cell haven't been released, so take this with a shovel of salt. However, I think it is fair to say the semi's battery pack will weigh less than 6 metric tons. How does that compare to a typical truck tractor? A conventional long-haul truck tractor, like a Freightliner Cascadia, weighs about 20,000 pounds. Does this mean the Tesla Semi will be very heavy? Your guess is as good as mine, but it seems that the Tesla Semi will be a couple of tons heavier than a typical truck tractor. In review, nothing otherworldly is happening here. Tesla is just making massive battery packs and putting them in a truck tractor. To add 400 miles of range in 30 minutes, the Tesla Semi would need 1.6 megawatts of charging power. It will achieve this by breaking up a 1 MWh battery into four 250 kWh batteries and charging each separately.